Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Motivate Podcast Show. I am your host, Rich Wall Street Williams. And at the Motivate Podcast Show, we always say less, but we definitely want to believe for more. Hey, listen, want to continue this conversation in and around the mind. How do we become great in our thinking? How do we grow? How do we experience growth and sustainability in our life, in our business, in our marriages, in our finances, raising kids, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You know, we do this by being intentional. You have to be intentional about your growth. Growth isn't something that just happens on its own, not if it's going to be productive growth. But I want to share specifically a thought that I had or a phrase that I made. I was talking with an individual not too long ago, and I mentioned pruning of the mind. Pruning of your mind. And here's an example that I will use as it relates to pruning of your mind. You know, plants grow and flourish. Now, those that are into plants and growing, you can relate to this, that you have to prune the plant to improve the growth, right? You have to cut off dead leaves. You have to cut branches at a certain angle, at certain locations along the growth or the path, et cetera, of the branch. So you have to prune. The flowers don't grow. A rose bush doesn't grow to look beautiful on its own. You got to prune it appropriately, right? Now, weeds, on the other hand, weeds grow with very little encouragement or help from us. Weeds naturally will overtake anything that is associated. So you got to trim the weeds. You got to pull them down. You got to treat it, et cetera. But this pruning process, man, this pruning process, you and I can be intentional about the growth and sustainability that we have in our thinking. We can prune our thinking. What does it mean to prune? It means to cut. It means to probe. It means to cut. It means to shear back. It means to reduce in order to increase growth. Now, our brains are pruned naturally by growth and development. Our brains are pruned naturally by growth and development. For example, when children are growing and they're moving into adulthood, the brain releases a chemical. It washes away synapses. It eliminates extra synapses so that we can continue the growth process. So pruning up the brain, here's another example of pruning up the brain. Pruning of the brain happens. Like, listen, let's pretend, for example, you learned Spanish in school, right? So you took Spanish in ninth grade. You took Spanish in 10th grade. You took Spanish in 11th grade. You took Spanish in 12th grade. And you were coming fairly, you were becoming fairly proficient at speaking Spanish. And all of a sudden, you stop using that new language. You start losing, or you stop using what you learned in ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade, right? And so you grow into adulthood. You don't never think about those lessons. You never think about the classes. You never think about the vocabulary that you've added to your vocabulary. And then when it's time to use it, you forget, right? What happened? Why did you forget that? Because the brain pruned that growth. The brain pruned that information that you've experienced. So if I'm going to experience growth and sustainability in my thinking, then I have to prune my thinking, right? But I'm doing it in a fashion and in a way that it is enhancing where I'm going. See, weeds grow naturally out of control on their own. You know, sometimes people do this. People will talk someone down to their level as opposed to coming up to the level that the other person is on. We dumb ourselves down automatically. It's easy to remain the same, but it takes work to grow. It's easy to accept average, but it takes work to be great. Greatness is a byproduct of an intentional behavior. Greatness is a byproduct of an intentional behavior. So we have to be intentional about becoming great. We have to be intentional about thinking the thoughts that are designed to propel my life, as opposed to thinking the thoughts that's holding my life down. There are thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, there are thoughts that are frankly an anchor to our soul. Let me give an example. If someone gives you a compliment and your first reaction, your natural reaction to that compliment is, hey, well, didn't I look good yesterday? There's a program, there's a sub program running in your thinking that automatically gravitates to the negative, automatically. So I got to replace thoughts. I got to prune those negative, bad thoughts, and I got to intentionally plant thoughts that I want. When I wake up in the morning, I don't say, today's going to be an average day. No, today's going to be a great day. As a matter of fact, for me, one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 119, verse 24. Psalms 118 or 119, 24. I think it's one Psalms 118, 24 said, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. The word made means to construct or toil. It's the process of structuring or building an emphasis, right? So this is the day that the Lord has already constructed, already built for me. And because I'm entering to a day that God has already built, he's already established it, he's already finished the work, I have no choice but to rejoice and be glad in it. But I have to be intentional. Greatness is the byproduct of intentional thinking and intentional behavior. Greatness is average is a byproduct of accepting the status quo. Average is a byproduct of accepting the status quo. Average says, this is how it's always been done, and so I'm going to continue to do it. Average said, no one in my family has ever graduated from college, so I'm okay not graduating from college. Average says, no one else in my family have ever owned a business, so I'm okay with never, ever owning a business. Average says that everyone in my family have received some type of government housing, some type of government assistance, so it's okay for me to accept housing, accept assistance. Now, listen, I'm not taking shots at anyone that may be receiving government assistance, government housing, etc., because guess what? This guy at one point received it. Yeah, this guy at one point received it. I'll never forget years ago, long time ago, in my house. My mom, I was raised in a single parent home. My mom did the best that she could to provide for me, my brother, and my sister. But ladies and gentlemen, there were times when electric was turned off. There were times, ladies and gentlemen, where the gas was turned off. There were times, ladies and gentlemen, where my mom did not have enough money to purchase oil to heat the home. We had those old steam radiators. You know, the radiator steam heats up the radiator metal and then it heats up the room. There were times when my mom did not have the extra money to fill up a 120-gallon tank of oil. And so subsequently, what my brother and sister and I had to do is sleep on the floor in my mom's bedroom around a kerosene heater that provided the only heat for the house during the winter. Yeah, those were tough times. Yeah, those were challenging times. But those tough times, those challenging times helped create a fortitude in me that says, if you can do it, I can do it too. So I'm not making light of anyone that is receiving government assistance. What I am saying is, now that you are in that situation, if you want better, friend, it's going to take work. Growth and sustainability, it takes growth. Pruning our thinking, that takes some work. You know, there are some thoughts that come out. There are some thoughts that come my way. I realize those thoughts aren't for me. Some thoughts come my way. I realize those thoughts are not for me. Here's a thought that sometimes come my way. You don't deserve this kind of success. Who do you think you are? Right? No one else is doing that. Why do you think you can do it? You must think you're better than others. No, I don't. See, these thoughts come my way. You're not going to make it financially. Your business is not going to succeed. You'll never attract the talent. You'll never attract the right talent for your organization. You won't attract the right customers. You won't have the right appropriate prospecting activity. These thoughts come my way, but I recognize this, that those thoughts that come my way, they're not thoughts for me. I don't receive them. Listen, what's for me is for me, and I receive it. What's not for me is not for me. I reject it. What's for me is for me, and I receive it. What's not for me, it isn't for me, and I let it go. Why don't you say that with me? What's for me is for me, and I receive it. What's not for me is not for me. I let it go. So you have to be intentional. You got to prune your thinking. You have to plant thoughts. You have to think thoughts that are intentional. See, greatness, friend, isn't about being better than anyone else. Greatness is about being the best version of yourself. That's greatness. When was the last time you upgraded yourself? We upgrade our phones. We upgrade our services. We upgrade our computers. When was the last time you upgraded your thinking? When was the last time you download a 3.0 as opposed to operating on a 2.0 operating system? Does that make sense? So I have to prune my thinking. I have to cut and weed away the negative thoughts, the thoughts that are anchoring me down, the thoughts that are holding me down. So we have a program. Some people have a program that's running internally that is the anti to their success. No, I'm encouraging you, friend, that you got to think the thoughts that are leading you to where you want to go. You got to think the thoughts that are developing who you want to be. You got to think the thoughts of becoming the person that you desire to be that's greater than the person that you currently are. Now, listen, you may be okay where you are. You may be okay with who you are. But let me tell you something, friend. There's always room for improvement. There's always room for improvement. Don't get stagnant. Don't get stale. Don't become complacent. Don't accept the status quo. Not if you are desiring to live a great, phenomenal life. Man, it's my desire, friend. And it's my sincere wish that everyone experience an overflow in their life, that you receive an abundance of thinking, an abundance of relationship, and that your marriages go well, and that you have an excellent relationship with your children, and that your business thrives and grows. Listen, I'm telling you, there is a great life on the other side of negative thinking. There is a great life on the other side of negative thinking. But friend, here's what we got to do. We have to take the time to prune our thinking. We have to create an image of a desired outcome, right? Then we have to find and choose the words that we're going to speak out of our mouth. We got to find and choose the thoughts that we want to think in our head. And then the third thing we got to do is we got to act on what we see, and we got to embrace and continue to speak what we want. So that action is important. I believe that performance is a prophecy of the way that we practice. Our performance in life is a prophecy of the way that we practice. If on the floor, at game time, I'm performing well, that's because I practice well. If in my marriage, when there are challenges, I'm able to navigate those challenges, that's because I practice. I get the information. I surround myself with people that are supporting where I'm going and what I'm doing, who can help guide me, who can nurture me, who can hold me accountable for the things that I set out of my mouth. But understand, friend, that it all begins with you and I paying attention to the thoughts that we consistently think in our mind. Friend, I don't know about you, but I got myself super, super excited. On the Motivate Podcast Show, we always say less, but we definitely, definitely believe for more. Let's get it.